93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. Dog and Joe showing in the studio with us, Uriah Faber.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
It has been a long time.
It has been a minute.
It's been a while. I can't remember the last time we had Uriah, and I don't know if you heard this on the way in today, and I say this, and I say this to warn you, but I told all the River Rockers out there, I said, if Uriah, if he looks at me funny, if there's stank on the eye, if there's one word out of place, if I don't get the respect I demand, I'm going to put him on the floor. But I know that you're not gonna okay, disrespect me, so we don't have trouble.
I'm smarter than that.
Yeah.
I know when I'm outmatched. Come on.
Hey, how have you been, man?
Dude, I've been really good. We just actually flew in last night from Virginia Beach. Had two of our guys kick butt, Sage Northcutt and Clay Guida in the UFC out there.
Awesome.
And just been busy, man. About ready to go to China for about 9 days. I've got Jean-Claude Van Damme in town right now. He's going to come show us some kicks at the gym. What do you mean in town?
He's here?
He's here.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
He's going to show us a bunch of technique at practice. I got to go run practice at 9:30 at the new gym.
So he's going to be at the gym today?
Yeah.
Really?
Just kicking it for our pros. And next couple days... Guy's a cool cat, and I'm actually helping produce the next kickboxer.
Get out!
Yeah.
Seriously?
So, yeah, the main producer, Rob Hickman, he's out here, and he's here with Jean-Claude, and he's just kicking it for a few days and having a good time. He loves martial arts. He's got some real cool stuff, too.
And he still trains, and he's in shape, and he's...
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got to be, what, mid-50s, 50s?
Yeah, I think he's 57.
Probably, yeah.
Whoa!
And he looks like he's aging, but he's fit, dude. You know, he's ripped, man.
Yeah, I mean, you see it with skin a little bit, but he's in shape.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's only about an inch or two taller than I am.
Wow, so he's like 5'6", 5'7", 5'8"-ish?
Yeah, yeah.
Something
I think
like that?
I think maybe 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
He probably says 5'10", who knows?
But yeah, they
I think
all do, huh?
Yeah, I kept walking next to him like, dude, I thought he was going to be way bigger. I've talked to him on Skype before and everything, but... I mean, what a cool cat.
Is he a nice guy, huh?
Oh, super nice.
That is so
cool. He's like
a
philosopher. I mean, he's seen a lot of stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a trip.
So you going to film that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
We'll put some...
How long is he in town?
He drove here, and so, I mean, he can stay as long as he wants, but he's probably going to head back on Wednesday morning.
So he drove up from L.A., I'm guessing.
Yeah.
He lives down in L.A.
Yep.
So let's talk about Uriah Faber now. California kid approaching... what was it? It was December. What was the date?
December
22nd?
I think it might have been like December 24th or December 16th. I can't remember.
That was your last fight that happened here. And you said, after this, I'm walking.
Yeah.
And you did.
Oh,
you retired.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's been cool, man. I felt like that was the perfect time. The new arena. I mean, how badass is that new arena?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that place. And, you know, it was on Big Fox. 5 million people were there kicking it, watching.
Yeah,
and it was just an electric night. Got a big win, and
I thought that I told Uriah when he walked in. I thought, man, I didn't know what to expect. You know, retirement for a year. A year later, I thought Uriah'd walk in here like 350, 375.
Oh yeah, right.
Big old bag of Dunkin' Donuts, all sloppy, and he looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
I did comment though. I said, you look a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
You don't look quite as ripped up as I remember you when you were fighting all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd work out twice a day. Now I work out once a day sometimes if I want to. And
are you getting a little lazy?
I'm not lazy by any means. I mean, I was out with Jean-Claude last night till, you know, around 1, and then I got up this morning. I'm going to go run practice at 9:30. I mean, there's no time to be lazy for me. So
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily trying to beat up my body. I need to train when I want to train, not when I have to train, and I don't have to push through injuries. I don't have to do any of that, so it's actually pretty cool.
Is it nice? I mean, again, lazy was the wrong word, but the fact that you can prop the feet up and just, you don't have to go out and do it every day, isn't that kind of nice to just kick?
I would think so.
And I remember having the same thought process when I graduated college at Davis. I was thinking, you know, now I'm going to get to chill a little bit, and then... Got the bug for mixed martial arts, and then went another 14 years of the grind. So it is kind of nice, but you miss it on occasion. You miss the grind a little bit on occasion, but it is cool, man. I like to be able to chill a bit.
Tonight I have to go animal style all the time.
Yeah, because
you
really, I mean, you really have to in our sport. And they see it every day. We've got our gym. You know, it's right next to Sac State, 6700 Folsom Boulevard. It's a brand new facility. You guys have to come check it out.
We do want to see
that. We saw the old place.
Yep.
We haven't seen the new place.
The new place is money, man. It's beautiful.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, we've got all these cool finishes. We've got a cafe in there. We've got two different parts and an outside area. It's really cool. 21,000 square feet.
Is the one downtown where we went down one time, is that gone now?
Yeah.
So yep. you're done with that.
Yeah.
And do you own this gym here?
Yes.
The new one. That's yours.
That's mine.
And that's where the new team fights out of.
Yeah.
Or the team fights out of the new place.
Yeah.
And what other stuff are you doing at the gym? Like, are you still?
No, we're doing all sorts of stuff. So we have, you know, we have CrossFit in there. We have yoga in there. We have, you know, introduction to the martial arts classes that are fitness based. And we have actual mixed martial arts classes. We have, I think, like 70 or 80 kids that come and are part of the kids program.
Awesome.
It's beautiful, man. And it's literally in between 50 and Sac State. So Folsom Boulevard and 50, we're like right there in the center.
How long's it been open?
We're about coming up on five, six months. Something like
that. Oh, wow. So it's pretty brand new.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it was a
wow.
big process getting that thing done. And we're actually doing a really cool contest. Is one of the reasons I'm talking here today about something that we're doing for the new gym.
Yeah, we'll get to that here shortly. Yeah. Uriah Faber's in the studio. I'm just there's all this stuff I want to get caught up with.
I know we haven't seen you for so long.
I know, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do now though that you're done? So you got the gym, and you still have Team Alpha Male.
Right.
You're still doing that. What other entrepreneurial type? What are you going to do to suck the time up?
I've got there's been no shortage of stuff to do, but I've got a lot of cool stuff that's business related around my passions. There's Vibe Health Bar, which is a local spot. We have two locations, or actually three locations here, that were selling Liquidology juice and doing Vibe Health Bars. I've got Purus Labs, the supplement company. I've got, you know, Torque, my clothing line. I've got Kombucha Culture. It's a distribution company for kombucha and Trifecta Foods. It's
an
organic food delivery system. Those are some of the things that are like outside of the fight space. And then I've got the team and the gym and then the entertainment stuff. I've been doing some movie. I was just in the movie with The Rock, that Rampage. Yeah, I had a cool small part, went up to Atlanta for 11 days and filmed out there. Just been busy doing stuff that's fun.
God, what aren't you doing? I think it sounds like you're doing more now than you were when you were fighting.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do a podcast. I have to have you guys on my podcast. I'm getting ready to start a podcast, I think, December 4th.
What are you going to talk about?
I mean, depend with you guys. I don't know. It can get ugly.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna get Jean-Claude on this do an episode with him. Just get some interesting folks on there. And
well, I bet you'll like
BS.
That.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be cool.
Yeah, I have to come pick your guys' brains actually about.
Yeah, don't pick our brains. Yeah, we don't know nothing about radio or talking. Yeah, you're not gonna get anything from us.
That'd be a quick pick.
Right.
I want to go through. Let's talk about Ronda real quick. Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
and again, I hate to take the spotlight off you, but you're still in this. She's going through the same thing you're going through, retirement,
yeah. mm-hmm.
doing the Hollywood stuff. She wants to be a mom. I'm sure she'll probably do some health stuff, and, you know, she'll do some endorsements. And
she just got married, too, didn't she?
Just got married.
I heard she's also maybe doing the WWE, somebody said.
I saw something, too.
That's a good little way to make some cash, I think.
She came out with Rock already and did a little thing in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Were you sad when she got kicked by Holly Holm? Were you sad that she lost that, or were you excited?
I was a little sad. I know her on a personal level, so we're friends. So, of course, I was sad. This is a rough sport. I mean, it's one thing to lose, but to have your job busted and have your teeth knocked
like
in.
Like 60 days, she was like wired shut or whatever.
She was wired. So, absolutely, I have some compassion for that, but I mean, it's also the sport we're in, Ash, and I know Holly Holm well, and she's a deserving chick. So, but I mean, it's rough to see your friends get that type of severe beating.
Yeah.
And I know we're going back, you know, a long time. A lot of people have moved on.
Yeah, but that was leveling for people.
I can't move on past this because when she fell, I mean, it broke my heart. But you say that she's deserving, Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Was that lucky? That foot that took Ronda down. Did she? Because I know that she's capable. She was a good boxer. She had great legs. And I think her focus was the leg work.
Yeah.
But was that a lucky shot for her? Because then we saw, what's her name, pound her out. Not Misha Tate. I think it was Misha Tate. Yeah,
no.
Misha Tate beat her. And Misha Tate had been beaten by Ronda two times before. So it just looked like a lucky shot from Holly.
MMA math does not line up.
It doesn't.
It's
does
not
it?
Like, hey, he beat him who beat him. You know, we just had our guy Cody Garbrandt fight TJ Dillashaw, who's our former teammate as well.
Yeah.
And Cody beat Dom. Dom beat TJ. TJ beat Cody. You know, now, was there any luck involved on any of these levels? I'm sure, but, I mean, that's what you're training to do.
Yeah.
And Holly Holm was a world-class champion kickboxer.
Yeah.
Rousey was an Olympic judo girl, so they have two different skill sets, and she was just able to get hers off.
Man.
Wasn't Holly a boxer too,
she was
for a minute?
A boxer and a kickboxer. Yeah. But a world champion kickboxer.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
See, yeah. I would love to see Ronda box. I would love to see her go in and do that more because she was so good at the other.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the right night. She wanted to stand up and throw arms too long.
Yeah.
And she took that heel or that foot and it pisses me off.
Well, I'll let her know that she's really got some feathers over here.
I love her.
We were having drinks and he was just sitting there looking at his wife, just disbelief, yelling.
Well, that's the only time that we would do pay-per-view. If you're fighting, or if Ronda would fight, it had to be a big fight for me to actually spend the money. You know, we'd have
to
get together.
And,
and those were the two people I always watched. It was either you or it was Ronda.
Yeah.
And when she went down, you know, I think you were, I think, retired when that happened.
No, he wasn't yet.
I wasn't retired yet.
No, you're still fighting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once she was gone and then you left, I'm like, this
sucks.
What are
you going to do now?
Yeah, I don't watch it as much as I did. Seriously.
No, we don't,
we
got to
get you some new dogs in the game.
Yeah.
We got a whole team. Once you guys come down to the gym and check it out, I mean, that's one of the cool things about our gym is, I mean, it's meshed in. So our general gym membership, and they've got, you know, guys that you see walking out around on TV, interacting with them and whatnot. So
they're training while other guys are on the Stairmaster or whatever.
Basically.
That's so cool, dude. I bet people love that.
Have you guys seen Sage Northcutt?
No.
Sage Northcutt is like, he's like the closest thing to like Leave It to Beaver you could get. He calls me Mr. Faber. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. He calls me Mr. Faber and he can do like backflips and he's like, yes, ma'am. Thank you, sir, that kind of guy, but he gets crazy, does flip kicks and all sorts of wild stuff, and he just won a big fight this weekend.
So he's all mild-mannered and all proper, but he gets in the ring and he just lets loose.
Nuts, yeah. And then Clay Guida, you guys would love Clay. Clay's like long, curly hair. Like he's like a roadie in the off-season. He's got an RV and he just goes to rock, you know, conventions and goes to all the concerts throughout the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes back for 8 weeks and trains his butt off. He just had a big win.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys would actually really love Clay.
We got to get down to that gym.
That is cool. Yeah, we do. That would be so much fun.
In the studio, we got Uriah Faber. He is retired now, sadly. You're never going to come back now, are you? Are you done?
I mean, you never say done. I'm still in great shape, and I love the sport. But, I mean, I retired to retire, but some sort of offer pops up. I'm not afraid of it.
Some guy gets on TV or he gets on the radio and he's like, come on, you son of a bitch, let's go. I want you. You know, the whole Rocky thing plays out.
If there's money involved, not just, I mean, there's all sorts of those guys.
Bar parking lot. This is pretty cool. Tell us about this flyway. This is the reason that Uriah showed up. Courtesy of his brand new gym, you got this cool airfare and trip and getaway down to UFC Fight Night 123. So
yeah.
What is this?
So there's a fight in Fresno, which is a hop, skip, and a jump away, but still a bit of a drive. So we've got a great sponsorship with Mountain Lion Aviation. They're you know, behind our team. So we have private aviation for our guys on the local circuits on the West Coast. We're doing a giveaway for two lucky folks. They get to get in a private plane with me.
Okay.
And then we fly to Fresno, sit cage side.
Fly to Fresno.
What? You know what I mean? Fight with them, though.
Yeah,
that
that's cool.
Killer.
Yeah. Fly to Fresno, private.
Okay.
And then we'll go watch a fight together and then go to the after party and then fly back.
What's going to happen at the after party? Is Uriah Faber now, is he drinking a little more? Is he eating? Is he partying?
I'm afraid to have a couple of drinks, but usually at the UFC after parties, there's something cool going on. It just kind of depends who all makes it. You know, I stay pretty under the radar.
Do the after parties get wild, too? Like, you see it break down in a parking lot ever? I mean, do people get livid?
It just depends.
Or tempers calm by that point?
Pretty much tempers are calm.
Good. Uh-huh.
We get it all out in the cage.
Good.
So what you get is you get the private airfare for two with you. You get the hotel for two people one night. You're not going to sleep in the hotel with them, are you?
No, I won't be sleeping in any hotel with
them. You're right for the entire evening.
Yeah,
you get
right.
A size bed.
You get ground for transportation. You get floor seats. You get the VIP access. Plus, this is cool, too, 30-day free membership at your brand-new gym.
Yeah, so we're doing, like I said, there's a bunch of different ways to win. You can text in Faber to 31996. That's 31996. And if you go to the website ufultimatefitness.com, you can have other ways to enter and get entries. There's more ways than one. You can't just, it's not just a one-time entry. You can go to the website and enter. There's things that you can do to enter.
Can they walk into the gym and sign up there, too?
Yeah, they can walk into the gym and sign up. But it's cool. I don't think there's anybody that's done anything like this or has the ability to do anything like this.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, the Mountain Lion Aviation and then the Cruising With Me to go watch a fight. And we'll actually have a couple guys fighting. We have Benito, who's one of our young guys, just got signed.
From Alpha Male, you mean your team?
From Alpha Male, yeah. Benito Lopez, he just got signed. I was doing a Snoop cast. Snoop Dogg and I were doing a commentary cast for the UFC, like, you know,
play-by-play.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Benito got signed off of one of these Contender Series shows.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome, actually. Snoop's a crack-up.
Does he get into it? He loves it? He knows
he
about
does,
it?
He offended a lot of people, too, because it's just Snoop watching a fight. He's not an expert, so he'd be like, oh man, what's this guy laying, he's laying on his back, get up, quit being a baby.
You know, is he stuff. Cussing and throwing it out like normal? Yeah. Like
sipping on gin and juice, smoking blunts.
So you're sitting next to him while he's smoking a blunt?
Yeah, the first time he basically hotboxed the room and it was an issue. The commission came up and said, hey, it's getting into the arena and everything else, so they had to stop it. So then he'd go down and take his breaks. And then when we were sipping gin and juice, it's really fun, actually.
He's sipping gin and juice. Yeah, and Ryan's hanging out with Snoop Dogg, and he's smoking blunt.
He lives his life exactly like he tells us, doesn't he?
He goes out the box into the damn arena.
Oh, 100%.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny, man. It's really funny.
You're getting the fighter stone, Snoop. You got to chill it out, you know?
Well, run, don't walk. Make sure you go and get signed up. Give us the text code word, the keyword again, the number.
Yeah, it's Faber, my last name, F-A-B-E-R. And we're texting to 31996.
There you go. Yeah, you might have a trip down to Fresno. Here's the thing. Yeah. You can't guarantee the flight back because, you know, Fresno, it's kind of like Stockton. They might jack the plane. they might jack. You guys might have to hitchhike.
Yeah,
Greyhound.
You're in good company. I'm also serving as,
bodyguard
security.
Protection.
Chaperone. Yeah.
I'll be security.
One more thing before we let you go. And I know you know a lot of people. Hopefully none of them are listening. Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
What's his deal? Is he all that, or has he gotten too big? Because you saw the Diaz fights,
yeah.
And you saw is this Conor McGregor guy? Is he the real deal, or is he starting to calm down? Is he done? Is he too much hype?
I don't think there's too much hype. I mean, I was on that TV show with him.
Yeah,
got to know him a little bit, and he's real. And then he actually goes out there and fights. So I mean, it would be one thing if he's just talking a bunch. But he goes out there and scraps. He fought the best boxer of all time.
Yeah.
Had a good showing. He's knocked out guys that haven't been knocked out before, and he talks the talk. Now, I mean, he's got a lot of money now, so we'll see what happens with that, if he can keep his head on straight. But
you think he's a solid cat, though? You think he's a good square guy?
Oh, yeah.
And he acts like that off camera, too?
Yeah, he's...
I kind of thought he would.
Yeah, he's same all the way around.
So he's just insane.
He's insane.
Is what he is.
Over the top, yeah. He manifests what he, you know, whatever he wanted, and it's definitely insane, but he's real.
That's cool to hear that he's like that off camera and behind
hilarious.
The scenes, too.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Well, Uriah Faber, man, you got to come back more often.
I know.
And when you do this podcast, let us know. We'd love to hang out. And Joe, I bet, would love to get that residual from Snoop Dogg if you have him on.
Oh, dude, I mean, it's so good to see you, man.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you. I need to get one of those robes, man.
Dude, I know. You feel how cold it is in here. Yeah. Well, you probably like the temperature,
this guy's
huh?
rocking a robe.
Yeah,
I
love it.
You're like...
Uriah's like, well, look
so many people that can do that in the regular day.
Uriah Faber. Plus, you can check this out on our podcast. All you got to do is go to 937theriver.com. Give us a little bit and it'll be waiting for you. Ryan Faber.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Joe.